Hey, good morning, everybody. The other day we were discussing Rashi's comment. On the top of him, and Deis, Rabbi made a comment that Shema Miram with Rabbi Akiva plus. You see 3 points from Rabbi Akiva. One is that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't be a chomis on the straight for if the din would have been. As Basasa b'chol davar, then there would be no malacha. So how would Rabbi Akiva be able to prove that Achbe Amarishan refers to Erev Pesach? It can refer to Pesach. There's no Issa here because Masha Chamas Hamanas Levarai. The Rishi says later is Mutter. You're not in violation of Bal Yuam Pesach, and then Erev Pesach. You're not in violation of the Issa Resi of Tashbisu of having in your possession Hamanas Levarai. And it's gonna be and he's gonna be mevirit. He's gonna be mevirit by machal kelev or zorev baruach zorem mevazer baruach. So Rashi said it's no malach. So he mentioned achronim asked that stira to the Rashi in Beit. So Rashi says yeah, that it is a malacha. So we said the teretz is pashut. That's a malach med the rabbanon. Here Rabbi Akiva is talking on the level of the rice. It's not a malacha. The Rabbanan that's a malacha, what kind of a malacha is it? So we explained, based on the Rashi and the Gemara in Shabbos, the very last piece of Gemara in Masech Shabbos, the 24 prokim. So one of the prokim is called Bamet Omnin. So the very last 5-10 lines of Bamet Omnin has the din Eimer Askin Esasheleg. That'll take snow and crush it in your hands and melt it. So in that Gemara, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. What's the reason for the prohibition? So the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. That Gemara is in Shabbos Nun Aleph from the base. That's the last 5-10 lines in Perek Bamet Toimenin. So the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch understand this as a form of Schita Midrabbanan. Just like some Rishonim hold, we assume like that. We're Machme. You're not allowed to squeeze out the hair if a person's hair is sopping wet. That's schitim in the Rabbanah. It's not really schitim in the Torah because the water is not really absorbed in the hair. It's just trapped in between the hairs, but it's not absorbed. So to hear, this is not really schita. It's just that you're compressing the snow until it melts. So you warm it in your hands till it melts. So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simen Shem Chaf. In Arachaim, that's a simit about squeezing out fruits and vegetables. So the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. That's an issur because of schita. It looks like schita in the Rabban. And Rashi has a different shot. So the Rashba there, and that Rashi points out, Rashi says that it's molded. Means you're creating, as if you're creating a new thing. The gist of all of the Lamates of its Melachas is that Hashem created the world in Sheshes Mebreishes, and we have to reenact the story of creation. We are testified by our observance of Shabbos. We are making a statement. We are testifying. We're giving edus that we believe in the story of Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world Yesh Me'ayim. We're not creating Yesh Me'ayim when we do something, but we're doing creative activities. Malachas Machshavos. So the Rashba says Pshat and Rashi that it's an Issa Molid. In addition to the 39 malachas that are in Atarah, there's another malacham in the Rabbanu, the molid, to create something new. So if you take a solid of snow or ice and you hold it in your hand till you liquefy it, that's an Issa molid. So then the Rashba said, this is not what the Sefer HaTruma understood in the Gemara. The Sefer HaTruma is by the Rabbeinu Baruch, Talmud of the Bala Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Every so often, Tesis will quote the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma reads like a kitzu Shulchan Aruch. But because it was written by a Bala Tesis, every so often he'll put in a line that's worthy of a Rishon. He'll give his explanation. He's famous. The Rabbeinu Baruch has a compromise about this Machlegs Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, where the Irikli Rishon is Mevashel Anat, so the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTruma, has the compromise. There's Mevashel Kadei Klipa, based on the Gemara. So that every so often, Tesis quotes the Rabbeinu Baruch from the Sefer HaTruma. So the Rashba there in Shabbos Daf, Nun Aleph on the base, on the last piece of Gemara, Perek Bamentam, they quotes that the Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTruma doesn't say the same as, doesn't seem to say, same as what it says in Rashi. Rashi says that melting the snow is an isra molid, means that it's a melacha mid rabbanim. You're creating, looks as if you're creating something new. And the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Sefer HaTrumah says that it's a muktza of noilad. It's a different word, noilad. And even, let's say, sometimes we'll have a bowl on the table on Shabbos, a yontav of ice cubes, and people will grab some ice cubes. If you don't grab them early enough, all the ice cubes will melt, and you have ice cold water. So someone may want to drink that water. So Rabbeinu Baruch learns that water is noilad, because it has a new shape. Noilad is a machleg sabiuti Reb Shimon, whether noilad is muktzah or not. Apparently he thinks that this is noilad gomor. Usually we assume noilad is not muktzah. Okay, but what the Rabbeinu Baruch learns in the Sefer Torah that it's noilad, so the Rashi said that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said because of moilad. So he said, first of all, Rashi said that there's, in addition to the 39 melachas men haTorah, there's a 40th melacha mid rabbanon of molid, and then once you say there's a molid, we say that the matter can ever be created or destroyed. You can only change it from one form to the other. But mid rabbanon, there's a malacha of molid, as if you're creating something. Then there's a malacha of destroying something. So what's an example of destroying? Oh, so that's the Rashi and Beit. So Rashi says, when a person eats food, you don't say he's destroying the food. He's eating the food. When you feed food to an animal, you don't say you're destroying the food, you're feeding the food to the animal. That's mutar on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if it's truma tameya, that's what Rashi is talking about there. In Beit HaDav Chav Tesan Beis, chala tameya, lo izi zanim him come, because it's muktzah, right? So Rashi asks, why is it muktzah? Why can't you? You can't eat the challah tameya, but you can feed it to the animals. So Rashi says, yeah, but you can't feed it to the animals on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that's a malacha. Why? Because the din is kishen shemitzvah lisref hasakot meshenitmu kach mitzvah lisref hasatruma shenitmeis. So we said Tosfos had two opinions. One opinion was that is the Rashi, and one opinion the Rabbanan. So Rashi goes even further. Not only the Rashi holds it's not the same as pig on loisa tummy, that it's a mitzvah literally to burn it. Rashi holds it's a mitzvah to dispose of it. Mishum takola, but it doesn't necessarily truma tkachim shenitmu is a mitzvah to burn it. So after sanoisa ba'esh, truma shenitme is not according to Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi there. And Beit Zand Daf Chav Tesemes, they say no, they quote the Gemara in Bamei Madlikim that it's a mitzvah either min haTorah or the Rabbanan. They're not sure, but it's a mitzvah to burn the truma tmeya. So Rashi also, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah to burn a dafka, a mitzvah to dispose of it. Shouldn't leave it around the house. So, and Rashi Shita is that if you're machal a kelev, you're not allowed to be machal to a kelev shel Yisrael, because that's the keneged adin. Truma may not be eaten by a non-kohen. You're not allowed to give it to a behemoth Yisrael, but if you give it to a behemoth kohen, then it would be mutter on the weekdays. But if you do it on Shabbos, you don't say you're feeding the animal is eating the food. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanah to destroy the food. So by feeding the animal, it's considered a kiyum of destroying. So that's Rashi holds. There are two malachas in the Rabbanah. They added on to the 39 malachas derais and moilid and mekalkel. You're not allowed to destroy something. So, but on the level of derais, there is no such malacha. So Rabbi Akiva over here is talking on the level of derais. So lahachala kelev is not a malacha. If the din would have been then Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have any proof that Achba Yom HaRishon must be talking about Erev Pesach. But because, but the Rashi in Beitza means to say on a level of the Rabbanan, you're not permitted to feed Truma Tmei to Behemoth Koyin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that's a malacha of destroying. Just like there's a malacha molid, you're not allowed to create something new, so too you're not allowed to destroy something. There's another place where you have this in Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to destroy. People do this all the time. Let's say they're sitting around and have a drink of soda on Shabbos or Yom Tov in a paper cup. And then when they finish drinking the soda, so they crumble up the paper cup in their hand and they throw it in the garbage. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to destroy something. And it's based on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, kol makal kalim peturim. So we usually medayik whatever it says. The Gemara says on Daf Gimel in Masech Shabbos, whatever it says, Potter in Misnayis in Masech Shabbos means Potter Abalosa. It's Potter min HaTorah, but it's also mid Rabban, except for three cases that it says in the Mishnayis, Potter means Potter Amuta. Okay, But usually, pata means pata b'losa sira. It says kolam akalkalim p'turim. So it's pata b'losa sira. Acharenim ask, no, that's not correct. Kolam akalkalim p'turim means, let's say, soser. I knock down a building. So if it says almanas libnos, then it's a malacha of malachas machshavas. It's a tikkun. If it says so, I just bombed down the whole building. I don't plan to rebuild it. Then I did malacha soser bekilkul. So that's when it says I did a malacha soser, but I did it shalom and us livnos. So that's potter. That's kolam kalkalim p'turim. But if I take a paper cup and I crumble it in my hands, I just ruined the paper. What malacha did I do? There is no malacha. Kolam kalkalim p'turim. If you did a malacha ba'if and shel tikkun, it's an issa deraisa. If you do a malacha ba'if and shel kilkul, it's only an issa derabbanan. But I didn't even do a malacha. I just crumbled the cup. What's the issa? Or the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch, are you allowed to sweep the floor with a broom that has straw bristles like a regular broom? So the Rama says, if it's a dirt floor and there's a concern of ashvuya gumas, by sweeping the floor, you may shove some of the sand, some of the earth, some of the dust into a crack or a crevice and be mashva gumas. So that could be sometimes a psikreshe of mashva gumas. So you have to be careful about that. What if all the houses in the city today, we don't have any dirt floors? So if some of the houses have a dirt floor, some of them don't. So it's a discussion in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. In the Western world, all the houses don't. None of the houses have dirt floors. There's no issue of ashvuya gumas, but nonetheless, the Ramah raises a different issue. If the nature of the broom is such that by sweeping the floor, some of the bristles may fall out, then the Ramah says that you're not allowed to because it's mekalkal. And the Mishnah says, kol ha-mekalkal in b'turim. So the Achreinim ask Akasha, what do you mean? Kol ha-mekalkal in b'turim means if you did a malacha deraisa b'mekalkal. Let's say I erased something, mochek. So mochek, amanas lichtoiv, is a malacha deraisa. Mochek shal amanas lichtoiv is mekalkel. So then you say he did a malacha mechika, he did hachana leksiva, he did it, but he doesn't plan to write anything. So that's called a mekalkel in p'turim. It's patar b'los. Or he knocks down a building or something like that. Or korea, he rips a beged. So if you korea amanas litvor, then you did the malacha b'ifim shel malachas marshebes at tikkun. Korea shel amanas litvor, then you did a malacha mekalkel. But here, it was just mekalkal the broom. It just broke off a bristle from the broom. Well, what malacha did you do? There is no malacha. The answer is that's this new malacha in the Rabbana that Rashi invented. That's the Rashi and Beitza. On the level of the Rabbana, there's new malacha of mekalkal. Just like the Rashi has by Emer asking a Sashelik, there's new malacha in the Rabbana of Borei, of Molid, not Nolad. That's what the Rashba distinguished. So malacha in the Rabbana of Molid. So too, that's the 40th malacha. So there's a 41st malacha of mekalkal, someone who either creates something or destroys something. That's a malacha merabon. So that was the in connection with that Rashi. Yeah. Let's see. Yesterday we left off in the middle of the Tosfos on the bottom of Hey Omer Aleph. So we said that Tosfos is making an awful lot of assumptions over here. One assumption they're making is based on the Mishnah in the end of Temura, Daf Lam Gimlam and Beis, that all these Sirei HaNo are divided into two categories. You have Nisrafim and Igbarim. So you have Pigal Noise Tami on Nisrafim, that's Nisrafim Shel Kochim. And then you have Orlon Kloy Akerem, that's Nisrafim. And then the Mishnah even mentions Chametz B'Pesach. That's the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yudah that the Re Balatesu says later. He thinks we should pass like Rabbi Yudah because of that Stam. Where was that? Ein bi chametz al b'sreifa. That was the Tosfos Chav Zayin based. The Ramas Ein bi chametz al b'sreifa. Neivat alocha Rabbi Yudah. This is also long time. Kabbalas b'perak bas with the Temura, but they have lamed gimel lamed based, right? So they're on Yisrafim. Then the Mishnah makes a statement. Kol hanisrafim lo yikavru. Kol hanigbarim lo yisarfu. Why is that? Kol hanisrafim lo yikavru. We divide all Yisrael into two categories. Nisrafim and Igbar. Nisrafim means you have to burn a dafke. You're not yotze if you dispose of it just by throwing it in the garbage. Then you have Igbarim, things you have to dispose of. So when something is nisrafim and you're going to dispose of it by just throwing it in the garbage, we understand why and the Sraf Malikov, Hinat Yotze the Mitzvah, either a Mitzvah Menata or a Mitzvah Medirabana. Thus, it's had the two opinions in Baba Madlikin, whether the Loshan Abrais was Kishem Shem Mitzvah Lissav Sakotram Shenitmu Kach Mitzvah Lissav Sakotram Shenitmu Kishem Kach sounds like it's on the same level of their Isa. Kotram Shenitmu is a posting Chumish, that's a Mitzvah to burn it. So after Sanaisa, Pigal Naisa Tom is a Mitzvah to burn it. So this is not sure. Is it really on the level of the Isa? It's only the Rabban. So if the half of what it says in the Mishnah Kalhan is Sraf Mlo Yikovru, we understand, because if you're not going to do the Sreifa, you will be Mevatel Mitzvah of Sreifa. It's a Mitzvah Davka to burn it. But what's wrong in the reverse Kalhan? Yikvarim Lo Yisarfu. Why can't you burn, let's say, Chometz, it's a Machlek, it's a Tanahim, with Embir Chometz Elabisreifa. And our practice is that we want to satisfy the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because the Balatais is the Re-Balatais, Paschal Nak Rabbi Yehuda, because of the Stamish and the end of Tmura. So we all do Sreifa. But if the din is like the Chachanim that has Besas and Bechol Dover, then the Magen Avraham has to cash us. How can we have the practice that Sorfim Mitchila Sheish, we burn the Chametz, either Besas or Chametz, how can you burn it? For Ishtanim hold that has Besas and Bechol Dover, then Hanik Barim Lo Yisarfu. So there's some kind of an Issa. Why you're not allowed to burn it? That's why should there be such a din? So the Gemara explained, the Rishayim explained why there's such a din. Because the Gemara had a brisa that Hanisrafim Afram Utter. Where was that quoted? It's quoted here in Misafim also. Call Hanisrafim Afram Utter. I already forgot where it is.
I think it was Chav Zayin, Rabbi.
Chav Zayin on the base. That is correct. Around 15 lines from the top. 15, 18 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes a brisa and it says that it appears in the end of Tmura Lamedala Lamed Aleph. Golan Israfim Afram Mutter. Yeah, what kind of a din is that? So, Han Israfim, we'll have to figure out what kind of a din is it. Golan Israfim Afram Mutter. So, if you're going to take Nigbarim Afran Asr, Nigbarim, let's say you have Basa Bechola. Basa Bechola of there's no din that you have to burn it. You have to dispose of it. You're going to leave it around the house. Someone is going to make him the mishum chashash takola. You can't leave. Not only can you not leave Yisurei Hanoah around the house because someone may get Hanoah. You're not allowed to leave around the house Macholas Asuris because somebody may eat it by mistake. That's a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Pesach. Mishum takola. The Rabbanan, you have to dispose of it somehow. So when you have Nigbarim, you have to dispose of it. But if you're going to dispose of it by burning it, and people may mistakenly think, oh, this is Nisraf and Mafra Mutter, the Eshes are Mutter. And you're not allowed to use the Eshes, Hanigbarim, Mafra Nasa. So that's why the din is that Kol Hanigbarim, Lo Yisarfu. Kol Hanisraf, Lo Yikavru, because he won't be in fulfillment of the Mitzvah Srefa. That's a double Poshet. But Kol Hanigbarim, Lo Yisarfu, why not? So the answer is because people by mistake will think that Afra Mutter, because Hanisraf and Afra Mutter. And this is not really Nisraf. Yeah, why should there be such a din that Kol HaNisraf and Afra Mutter? So Rab Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam explains as follows. Let's say you have, let's start with Pigal Nesetami. The Rambam, we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam both on the Pirish and Mishnah at the end of Tamur as well as in the Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam quotes this din. The Kol HaNisrafim Afran Mutter, he only has Nisrafim Shel Hegdash, only by Pigal Nesetami. He doesn't agree with Tosis, that Tosis extends it even to Orla Klei HaKerem, and even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Chometz B'Pesach is Menah Nisrafim, the Tosis says, our Tosis, Anayim and Aleph, Tosis says that the Afran would be Mutter. So the Rambam holds it only applies to Nisrafim Shel Hegdash, yeah. What kind of a din is that? What's the logic? Why is Afran Mutter? So the Rishonim have an expression. The Gemara has an expression. Gemara has a din. Ein lechadav shenasis mitzvasai umayalim bo. Let's say a dav shel hegdish. So hegdish is also b'hanoah. Hegdish is also b'hanoah. Calls man that it's oimid le mitzvasai. So let's say you have a korban that's oimid le hakrovin, or you have kotche bedek abayis. So it's made to be auctioned off by the gizbut to the highest bidder, and then it's going to be sold, and the Hegdish is going to make money from it. So the Hegdish is Asa Bahanoah. Why is the Hegdish Asa Bahanoah? It's considered, if you will gain some benefit, you're going to get some Hanoah from the Hegdish, it's considered as if you're Mevatel the Mitzvah Sai. I'm getting Hanoah now, but I plan to be Makar of the Korban later. It doesn't help. Since I'm getting Hanoah now, so the Torah considers it as if you are Mevatel Mitzvah now. You have to, tomorrow, the day after, you don't have to, there's no din, you have to be Makar of the Korban today. There's a din of Bal Teacher. If you have a Korban around the house, you have to bring it within Shalosh Shigolim. If you wait Shalosh Shigolim, you're in violation of Bal Teacher. And if you wait Regal Rishon, if you didn't bring it to Yerushalayim when it came, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, the first regal of the Shal Shigolim that comes along. So the Gemara says, you're Mabat Le'ese, Vosel Shama Ba'abesim Shama. When you're Ola Regal, when you go to Yerushalayim, you should bring all the Korbanos with you. So Regal Rishon, if a person doesn't bring the carbon with him, Regal Rishon is considered as if he's Mevatel, he's in violation of the essay of Uvasa Shama Ba'abesim Shama. If he waits Shalosh Regalim and he still didn't bring the carbon, so he's Mevatel Yisar, Ba'lo Se'achel Shama, Parshas Kiseitze. So here, Rav Chaim explains that Torah says you're not allowed to get Hanoah from Kochim. If you get Hanoah from, even though there's no rush to bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash today, or let's say you donated something to Berak HaBayis, so the Gizbar, what is the Gizbar going to do with the Berak HaBayis? It's going to auction it off to the highest bidder. It's going to put the money in a savings account for the Hegdash when they have to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. Clean up, paint up, fix up. They have to do something because they'll have money. Kotcha Berak HaBayis. Berak HaBayis is to fix up the structure. Berak HaBayis to fix the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So even though there's no rush to bring the korban today, it doesn't have to be today, it doesn't have to be this week, it has to be before Regal Rishon, okay. Nonetheless, if the person gets Hanoah from the korban, from the Hegdish, is considered as if he was Mevatel the mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is, either mitzvah is Lehi Korib Agabi HaMizbech, or mitzvah is that it should be auctioned off to the highest bidder. But once the Korban was already Korev, I already was Mekayim the Mitzvah. So what are you going to say? You're not allowed to get Hanoah from the Korban because it's Haimid the Mitzvah. And if you're going to get Hanoah, it's considered as if you're Mevatel the Mitzvah. I was Mekayim the Mitzvah already. So what more do you want me to do? So once you're Mekayim the Mitzvah already, and there's no longer any Issa Hanoah of Hegdish. That's what the Gemara says. Ein l'chol davar she'nasus mitzvasai u'moylem boi. Whenever the whole Isa Me'ilah and Hegdash is because it's Oymed L'mitzvasai, and if you get Hanoah, it's considered as if it's a bitl essay of the mitzvasai, what it's Oymed for. But if it already was Mekai mitzvasai, so let's say when you bring a Korban Oilo, so what do you do with the Korban Oilo? Say, do Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. What else? Haktara Seymurim. What else do you do? You burn Haktara Seymurim until it turns into ashes. Finished. That's all. Anything more to do? Yes, the ashes, there's a mitzvah of taking off Trumas Hadeshen every morning. It's before the morning. A lot of times it's an avoda that can be done by Laila. Trumas Hadeshen is an avoda done by Kain. So the the Trumas Hadeshen is a kiyam mitzvah in all of the Deshen. I take a little bit of Deshen. Rashi writes in a few places, Achumash and on the Gemara. Rashi always writes Trumas Hadeshen. You take Maloha Machta of ashes, the Rashash talks about that. Where did Rashi get that idea from? Malah HaMachta, but that's where Rashi writes. You take a Malah HaMachta of ashes from the Mizbeach. There could be ashes on the Mizbeach from the logs. That you have logs on the Mizbeach to make a fire. You can tell the difference between wood that turned into ashes or meat of the chelav, of the emurim, or of the basar, of the korban oilo, that turned into ashes. It's a different kind of ashes. So the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen is only fulfilled if you take ashes from the karbanos, from the meat that turned into ashes. Not that you take the wood that turned into ashes. The wood you need atzeh hamaracha in order to have a fire. But the mitzvah to do Trumas Hadeshen is every morning when you take a little bit off and you put it on the floor next to the mizbeach, a miracle used to happen, but the miracle doesn't have to happen. Miracle used to happen. It used to get swallowed up under the ground. But if the miracle doesn't happen, so it's just sitting there on top. That's already in the mitzvah of Trumas Hadesh. When you do Trumas Hadesh, it's like being, why is it called Truma? Just like when the farmer has 100 bushels of grain, he's mafrish 2% as truma. So the 2% truma, the 2 bushels out of 100, that is mafresh, achal on all 100 bushels. He takes off the isa, part of the isa tevel. When you have fruits or vegetables or grain, anything that's edible that grows in Eretz Yisrael, so the din is calls man, you're not mafresh shumas amaisis, it's an isa tevel. Once you mafresh shumas amaisis, so the isa tevel is removed. So you have to take off truma gedola, then you take off maaser rishon, then you take off, this is a maaser sheni year, next year is a maaser ani year. Okay, each year you have to take off whatever you have to take off. You take off the isa tevel. So when you mafresh the truma, something takes effect, something is chala, and all of the 100 bushels, not just on the 2 bushels that are converted into truma. The isa tevel atovel, the truma gedola is removed from all of the tevel. It's still tevel because it's tevel a maaser rishon. It's still going to be Yisr Tevel. But at least he took off partially the din of Tevel. So the same is true regarding when you burn carbonates on the Mizbech, when you bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Dalar Avodas that are Ma'akev, whenever you bring a carbon behemoth, so there are 4 Avodas that are Likuv, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika Sadam. Once you do Shchita Dalar Avodas Sadam, once you did Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, even if you didn't do Haktarah Sachelev at all, Haktarah Emurim, Emorim are the Mufchar. We usually assume Emorim is a Greek or a Latin word, probably a Greek word, I think, that means the Mufchar. The Chelev is the Mufchar. So even Haktoris Emorim is not Miakev, we assume. So the carbon is kosher without it. But there's a Lechatrila, there's a mitzvah to burn the Emorim. And if it's a carbon oil, there's a mitzvah kula kola, you burn the whole thing. So when you do the Shechita, Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, you're not finished yet. The carbon is kosher, even if you don't go further, but you didn't complete the mitzvah until you burn the emurim, or until you burn the carbon, or you burn the whole thing, everything. Once in a while, there's a chatas panimis is always burnt, and a chatas chitzayna once in a long while is also burnt. It's an exception to the rule. So after you burn everything and everything turns into ashes, one would have thought you'd finished with the mitzvah. No, still not finished until you do truma sadeshin in the morning. Once you did truma sadeshin, the truma sadeshin is like truma. It's chal on everything that's there on the mizbeach. So once you did the truma sadeshin, there's no longer an isa me'ila, not on the ashes that you put on the floor on the truma sadeshin. You finished already the mitzvah. Not on the rest of the ashes. All the ashes on the mizbeach are now muta b'hanroi. That's the Gemara has a klal. Ein l'chadova shenasas mitzvasoi umoy alim boy. So the Rambam holds that this din kolan israfim afram mutter. The Rambam holds that only applies to nisrafim shalhegdish pigal noisatomi, because the whole isra hanoah is only, that's what Rab Chaim explains, and the sefer and hilchas chametz and matzah, the whole isra hanoah, because it will constitute a bitl mitzvah. So Taisa's opinion is that not only is that true regarding pigal noisatomi, they understood Kolan Yisrafim Afram Mutter, this Braisa on Chav Zayinam Beis that it comes from the last daf in Temura, they understood that it goes even on Orlan Klei Akerem also. So that's our Chaim's explanation in his Sefer. There's a Chassam Sefer who holds up like this. The Chassam Sefer has, I think, in the Chubis, he's bothered with 2 kashas, and he has 1 teretz on the 2 kashas. So the Chassam Sefer was born in Frankfurt. That's how we always signs off all of his Jewish Moshe HaKotman be Frankfurt. He was a Yekke. He had a Rabbanis in Pressburg in Hungary, but he was basically, he was a Yekke. He wasn't a Hungarian. His descendants were Hungarians, okay, but he himself was a Yekke. He wasn't a Hungarian. So he was born in Frankfurt, and he was influenced by the 2 big Goyim Adirim in Frankfurt. One was Rav Nosson Adler, that was his Rebbe, he was a Kohen, and one was the Hafloah, Rav Pinchas HaLevi Ish Horovitz. He writes in one of the Tshuvas, he remembers how beautiful it was, how impressive it was by the Yekkes when they duchen on Yomim Tovim. So they have washing stations to the right and to the left of the chazan in front of shul. They don't walk out of shul to wash their hands in the vestibule of the shul where there's a sink. They have a portable sink and they pour the water. The Levi pours the water on the Kohen's hands in front of everybody in the shul. So he writes, what a beautiful sight. He writes later in life, what a beautiful sight there was to see. The Hafloa was a Levi and Rav Nosson Adler was a Kohen. The 2 tzaddikim, the 2 big Kohenim Adirim, how they were both mechabed each other, that the Levi would wash the hands of the Kohen before the duchening. So the story goes that the Chassam Sofer was a very brilliant child when he was growing up and had his bar mitzvah. He said his own original chiddush. He had his own Dvar Torah. So he quoted something. There's a sefer on Zikon that's called Kosu Shuas. So he was a descendant of the, either Kosu Shuas or Kososu Shuas. I forgot already. Shuas refers to Seder and Zikon. The Gemara says, and by Mamadlikin, the Pasuk in Yishai that says, V'hoi amunasi techo. That pasuk is alluding to the remez to the six sedarim and mishnayos. And munas refers to seder zroim. Itecho is manim. Itecho is moyed. And choisin is nashim. And Yeshua is nizik and chachma v'das. Chachma is kochim and das is taris. Why that should be so is a long discussion. But that's the Gemara in Vav Madlikin. So Nezikin is referred to as Yeshuas. So the different Svarim on Seyed and Nezikin. So there's a Sefer Kos Yeshuas, another Sefer called Kosos Yeshuas. So the Chassam Sofer was a descendant of one of these two Gedolim who wrote his Sefer on Nezikin. And by his Bar Mitzvah, he said his own Pshatl, he said his own original Dvar Torah. And he quoted something from his ancestor and he ripped it apart. He shlugged that up and he showed how it was incorrect and he gave his own explanation. So the father wasn't so learned, father Chassam Sofer. So he slapped his son in public. How can a little boy be such a chatzuf to disagree with his Elter Zeder, with his ancestor? How does he know how to learn like the Elter Zeder? So his Rebbe was there, Abnas Nadler was there. So he said, why do you slap the little boy? The boy is right and the great-grandfather is wrong. So he told the Chassam Sofer as a young child, you better leave your father's home. Because whenever you're going to ask a kasha on Rashi, on Tosfos, on the Gemara, on the Rambam, father's going to slap you. That's the way you grow in learning. You have to ask kashas. You have to ask with respect, okay? And you have to work on the kashas. But we don't just have emunas chacham, everything is right. You have to ask all the kashas and work out the rutzim. So he left his father's home. At the age of 13, he left his father's home and he moved in by his Rebbe. So he writes, and then when the Rebbe was chased out of Frankfurt, Amnas Nadler was chased out of Frankfurt by the Balabatim because he didn't conform. By the Yekas, you have to conform. You have to do all the minhagim exactly the way they do. Amnas Nadler was very different. He learned how to pronounce Hebrew from one of the Sfardim, a Taimani or something. So he pronounced Hebrew totally differently from the way we do. He pronounced like a Taimani and had different minhagim and different shitas. Everything was different. So they chased him out of Frankfurt. So when he was chased out of Frankfurt, so the Chassam Sofer went with him for quite a few years. He was with him. So he writes in his Tshuvas, every so often I'll write, lo zaza yodo mitoch yodo. He followed everything that his Rebbe did like a child of his Rebbe. He was in his Rebbe's home for years and years, and he saw everything. So he writes, one kasha he writes is, he saw that his Rebbe planted trees every so often of bushes, and he didn't, so that whatever grows, a lot of times nothing grows the first 3 years. But if things do grow, the first 3 years as a din of Orla, even Orla b'chutz la'aretz, we assume is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, machlok is in the Gemara, but the Orla b'chutz la'aretz is mehilchas medina, the end of the first perek in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says that all the mitzvahs, satleis baretz, all the agriculture mitzvahs, only hanoig in Eretz Yisrael, they don't apply in chutz la'aretz with respect to, except for chadosh b'chutz la'aretz and orla b'chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara has a machlokes regarding orla b'chutz la'aretz. Is it halacha l'moshe m'sinai, means it's min ha'Torah, or is it hilchas medina? And a couple of nafkaminas over there. So the did usually is that orla is min ha'nisraf. You're supposed to burn orla and klai akerem. The pasuk is by Kloy Akerem, but somehow the Rashi and Tosfos say some kind of the Alfusa connecting Orla with Kloy Akerem. So the pasuk by Kloy Akerem, Pentigda Shamalaya Zereshat Izra, Tukareish, that carries over to Orla as well. So he says he never saw his Rebbe burn the Orla. Why not? That's kasha number one on his Rebbe. His Rebbe knew every Orla dinim. How come he didn't burn the Orla? So one could have given an answer. This is how the Ragat Shover and Reb Chaim, they had to have. Maybe the din that Orla is b'sreifa only applies to Orla b'Eretz Yisrael. Orla b'chutz la'aretz maybe is not b'sreifa. That's what the Ragat Shover says. Because the Pnei Yeshua asked the same kasha. Pnei Yeshua doesn't ask the kasha on Ramnas Nadla. He asks it on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brochus and Perek Heitzim Mevarchim, that those who had Orla in Bavel, they would throw out the Paris or Orla Zarekas, Zarekas of Yonis, Rechlos, HaKafrisin. Part in when you had a bush with the berries growing on the bush. So Orla is only Asa, Altam Alasa is Piria. The Paris of Orla are Asa, Bachila, and Asa, Bano. Our Altam Alasa is Piria. Arelim lo yeyachel. It's also bachilin. It's also bahana as well. So the but the branches of the orla tree are mutabano. Only the peres are also bahana. So the Gemara says you have to determine what part of the pre is a pre and which part of the pre is eitz. Which part of some of it is going to be mutar. So the Gemara says he would zerekes habyanis vachalos hakafrisim. He would throw out the part that's pre. So the Pnei Yeshua asked on the Gemara, what do you mean throw out? You have to burn it. What happened to din that Orla is bisreifa? So a few Achrayim say, and the Raga Trada has this, and Rav Chaim has a little bit, Orla is bisreifa is only Orla Beretz Yisrael. Orla B'chutz La'aretz maybe is a different din and it's not bisreifa. So maybe that's the answer why Rav Nosson Adler didn't burn the Orla. Some surgery asked that question. Then he doesn't give that answer. Then he has another question. Then he has the Chassam Sofer has another question. All the money ha-mitzvah try to calculate which are the 613 mitzvahs. So there is a mitzvah to burn pigal noisa tami. Saraktas anoisa beisha. Or lo okloi hakerem. Nobody counts that mitzvah. So one can give a simple answer that the Rambam in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs lists off the 14 sharashim, the 14 klodim, the 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the minyan mitzvahs or not. So the first klal he has is you only include mitzvahs deraisa, mitzvahs de rabbanan not included. The second klal is you only include the mitzvahs that are lefi pshutu shamikra. Whatever is only based on a drasha of the Torah Shemalpa, that's an additional level of interpretation, but it's not lefi pshutu shamikra, so that doesn't belong in the minyan mitzvahs. Why? Because how can you say there are only 613 mitzvahs? The Rambam holds that the Beis Din in every generation has the right, has the ability to darshan new dinim that were never heard. They didn't have to have a tradition for the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was a fundamental machlekes the Rambam had with the Gaonim. The Gaonim understood based on the simple reading of the Midrashim, Kol Mashatam Ibasik Asa Lechadish Nemad Al Moshe Misinai. Every single din that was developed in later generations was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And any time there's a machlokes in the Gemara, the machlokes is based on the fact that they forgot the din. Every din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam says that that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people to assume like that. They forgot the whole Torah. There's a machlokes on every daf and shas. Kemat every din in Torah Shabbat Peh is a machlokes. How can it be? Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu and they forgot everything. Cannot be. Whenever there's a machlokes, means that there was no tradition. There was no tradition. And the Beis Din in every generation has the ability to be mechadish a new din that they have no tradition on. What do you do with the Mamori Chazal? So many different midrashim say, "Kol ma shetam midrashik asa lechadish nemal al Moshe Misinai." No, it's not to be taken literally. It means it's based on the text that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, and based on the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bahem. So when the Chachamim in every generation apply the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bahem to the Psukim in the Chumash, they come up with new dinim. So that was included in what was Namala Moshe Misinai, but it doesn't mean that every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Based on a combination of the Midas with the text of the Chumash, the Beis Din in every generation comes up in new Chidushim. So how can you say that there are only 613 mitzvahs? Every time a Beis Din in a new generation is going to come up with a new mitzvah based on a drasha of the Torah Shemal Peh, it means you have to throw out one of the old mitzvahs. So you only have 613. So the Rambam says, no, you start with 613 mitzvahs, lefi pshuto shel mikra. Then the Beis Din in every generation has the right to add on more and more and more and more. In the later generations, we build on what was developed in the earlier generations. That's how Torah Shabbat Peh develops. So the Chassam Sofer was bothered with the two kashas. One kasha was, how come his Rebbe did everything properly? How come he never saw his Rebbe burn the Orla B'chutz La'aretz? So one could answer, like the Raga Chava says, that Orla B'sreifa is only Orla B'eretz Yisrael. Maybe Orla B'chutz La'aretz is not B'sreifa. Then kasha number two is, how come none of the money ha-mitzvah counts Sreifas Orla as one Orlan Klai Akerim learned that from the pasuk Pentugdash Pentik Pentikdash Amleya. How come nobody counts it as a mitzvah? So the pasuk, the answer perhaps is that that's a drasha of the Torah Shabbal Peh. It's not lefi pshutos hamikra that you darshan Pentikdash Pentukareish. It's not lefi pshutos hamikra. That's a drasha of the Torah Shabbal Peh. Lefi pshutos hamikra Pentikdash Amleya Zer Shetizra. It'll become masa bahano. But it doesn't say tu karesh, that's already a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the two kashas are not insurmountable. You can give that, each one has a different teretz. But the Chassam Sefer thinks that the teretz to both kashas is the following. There never was a mitzvah to burn or like la kerem. Pigam noise tamid this taka mitzvah to burn. Sirapta sanesa baish. But Orla Klakam, there's no mitzvah to burn it. It's just a din. If you're interested in getting hanor from the ashes, so then you have to burn it. Hanasraf ma'afram mutam. But you're not mechuyev to burn it. There's no mitzvah to burn it. If you throw it in the garbage, it's also good. When it says in the Gemara, Hanasraf lo yikovru, Hanasraf lo yikovru, that goes on the Sraf from Shalhegdish only. Obviously, he's learning like that. It goes on the Sraf. That's how the Ramam learned. And the Sraf and the cover goes on Pigal Naisadamit. That's Taka Mitzvah to burn it. But by Orla Klakarim, there's no Mitzvah to burn it. So I remember once, on one occasion, there was a bris on Sukkot. I remember Rabbi Gifter happened to be there. So that one of the Rabbanim asked them, how can the Chassam Sefer say that there's no Mitzvah to burn Orla Klakarim? But the din is, if it's Bisrefa means that if you'll burn it, then the Yeshes will be Mutter. Why are the Yeshes Mutter? Why is there a din like that? Kol anisrafim afram muta. So Taisa explained why. Taisa in the Shittim Gubetz at the end of Tmura explains why. Because in lechadavish and asis mitzvah say umoyalim boy. And Rab Chaim explained the whole hesber that it's also banah because if you get anuah from it before you burn it, it's considered as if you're mabatl mitzvah so burning it. But if you say there's no mitzvah to burn it at all, so how can you say the yeshes amuta? Why should the yeshes be muta? Why is it called nasis mitzvah? It's only that's mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah to burn it. So Rabbi Gifter just made a comment. The Chassam Sefer is not mechuyev to learn like Rab Chaim. Of course he's not, but in the yeshivas, everybody assumes like Rab Chaim. The Pashtus is, I thought, not like the Chassam Sefer. Pashtus is, it's only called Hanisraf and Afra Mutter, and Lechadovish and Asis Mitzvah and Moelim Boy. If Taka, that is the din, if you're mechuyev to burn it. So ready in this kaima mitzvah, but if he says that there never was a mitzvah to burn it, if you want, you can dispose of it in another way, bury it. But if you burn it, then the yeshes will be mutter. Why should that be called, why should the taka be called nasis mitzvah? It is a difficult chasam seifer. But anyway, getting back to this thesis where we were discussing on Hey Amen Aleph. So first of all, thesis assumes, thesis later in the second paragraph, also going to assume like that in a few places. That not only Nisrafim shall heg the shah from Mutta, like the Ramam understood, only Pigal Nisatame, even Nisrafim of Orla and Klara Kerem is also Afram Mutta. That's number one. Then on Chavod on the base, there's a Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. Afa Bayas HaPas. If you took branches from an Orla tree and you made a fire and you baked the bread, the branches from Norala Tri Amutta Bahano. The only thing that's Asamana is Piriya. Baraltama Allah says Piriya. Sholoshana Mayrenim Yilacham Loyeyach. It goes on the pre. So that's what Gemara says. If you took Klipe Orla, if you took the fruits or the shells of Achil and Asamana, so if you took the peris of the Orla and you burn it, you make a fire and then you bake bread. So there's machlokes Rebbe and Achacham, and they say Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. When you're not only not allowed to get Hanor from the, here it's not Eitzim of Kloy HaKerem Arasab Hanor, but Eitzim of Orla Mutab Hanor. So here it's Klipe Orla. The Klipe means the shell, the peel around, let's say you have oranges. So the peel of the oranges is, if you make a fire from that, so that you're not allowed to get Hanor from that. From the wood of the orla tree, you're allowed to get anor. The wood was never us, only the pre is us. So there's a machlokes again. So there's a machlokes and chavavim, machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim. If you bake the bread using the heat from Isuri Hanoa, is it also to eat the bread? You say, yesh shvach etzim bepas. You're not allowed to eat the bread, or ain't shvach etzim bepas. So Tosfos was bothered with Akasha on that Gemara from the Mishnah in Truma, Samavashal, the Shabbos here. It was at Tosfos. On Chabav HaMedeis, Tosfos Dima Mascha Chodosh Yutatz, so the last five lines in Tosfos, Hichra Abin Aharon, Abala Tosfos, by the name Aharon, was bothered with Akasha. If you're all like Rebbe, that Yeshva Chetzim Epas, and not only you're not allowed to get hanor from the orla, the bread that was baked with the Paris orla also is also hanor. So if you hold like Rebbe, so what do you do with the Mishnah and Trumas on Vashal B'Shabbos? So we mentioned yesterday there's a machlokes, there's a penalty with the Rabbanan. There's one time it seems to hold that on Vashal B'Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa to eat the food. If you took raw food and you cooked it on Shabbos, so one time it seems to hold in Bava Kamma and Perek Meruba. Like that, and it could even be that that Tana doesn't never meant it either. So Machlokes and Gemara whether that Tana meant that it's an Issa Deraisa and Issa Rabbanan. So we don't hold like that. We hold that Mavasha B'Shabbos is a Knas Min Derabbanan. It's a penalty Min Derabbanan. So then there's a Machlokes HaTana where the Kuntzu Shogot Tameizit, Lo Kuntzu Shogot Tameizit. So Tosfos is quoting the Mishnah Mavasha B'Shabbos B'Shegeg. There is an opinion in the Tanaim that Yeyochel Afilu B'Shabbos. You're permitted to eat the food, the food that he cooked on Shabbos, if he cooked the b'shegeg, he didn't realize that it's an Isser. He cooked the b'shegeg. So one time, holds lo kuntzu shogot tameizit. You're permitted to eat the food in the beginning of Shabbos was raw, and he goes and he cooks it on Shabbos. Mutter to eat on Shabbos. Tosfos asks the kasha, why? But if you hold like Rebbe that Yeshua chetzim epas, so the logs that you use to cook the food are mukta. Eitz Mabon of the offer is the original mukta. So why not say that the pas should be osa b'achila because of mukta? Yeshua chetzim epas. I should say that the bread that I baked using the logs, just like the logs have an isa mukta, so the bread should be osa also because of an isa mukta. So on that Tosfos kasha, there are two terutz. That's what we left off in the middle of that topic yesterday. So Tosfos has, the Ran and Tosfos have a machlekes. What is the, how do you understand this din of Rebbe? It's Nagel Halacha, because we pass like Rebbe. How do you understand this Halacha, the Yeshua Chetzim Pas? Why is it also the bread that was baked with the atzeh, with the Paris of Orlo, or with the Eitzim of Kloy HaKerem? So Tosfos' opinion is that it's an indirect way of getting Hanoah from the Orlo, from the Kloy HaKerem. So that's why Tosfos says, if you eat the bread that was baked with using those logs that made the heat, so it's an indirect way, indirectly getting hanor from the orla or the kerem. But it doesn't apply to mukta because mukta is mukta b'ano. Mukta is an isa, you're not allowed to be metalkal mukta, you're not allowed to move it, it's gzera shema yotzi. Xera that you may forget and carry it into the Shusarab Man Shabbos. They should have really prohibited moving anything. You shouldn't be allowed to move a sefer, a plate, a chair, a table, a fork, a knife. Shouldn't be allowed to move anything. A talus, your clothing. How can you take off your clothes and put on pajamas? Take off the pajamas, put on the clothes. Shouldn't be allowed to handle anything on Shabbos. Xera Shema Yotzi, but that would make life impossible. So they weren't going to make Xera Shein Yecholim Lamed Boy. So they only prohibited handling things, moving things that anyway a piece of junk. Eitzim Abon of the offer is a piece of junk, has no ishtamshus at all. So you're not allowed to handle it at all. So Tosfos says, there's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, they're big boulders. That's Abonim, Eitzim Abon of the offer. And you would never miyached them to make them into a chair. The big boulders in front of First Tall, in between First Tall and Gluck, I think they paid a fortune of money to put them there. I think they want people to sit on them. So if they paid money and they put it there on purpose, I think that has the status like a chair, maybe. So that probably you are allowed to move. They're so heavy, it's very hard to move, but it's probably that's considered a chair. But the Gemara tells a story in the end of Masech Shabbos. On one occasion, Reb Yehuda Nasi Rebbe was traveling with the Talmidim, and Erev Shabbos they came to a certain location. So he said, they should prepare the big boulders there. It was a desert area in Eretz Yisrael. They should prepare the boulders that they should all be near each other. He plans to give a shiur on Shabbos. He wants to have all of the boulders in such a situation, such a setup, that all the Talmidim will sit and listen to the Shia that he's going to say. How can you sit on the boulder? So Tosfos says, because the boulder is Muktzeh. Eis ma'abonim v'yofa. Abonim is Muktzeh, but Muktzeh is Mutabah. No, you're allowed to sit on it. You're not allowed to move it. Not going to move it. They're so big and they're so heavy, they're not going to move by sitting on them. So that's what Tosfos says over here. That since Tosfos in a few places said that since Muktzeh is Mutabah, no, it's only also betiltul. It's also betiltul, but it's Mutabah, no. So then there's no issue. I'm a bash of the Shabbos, but you're going to say, Yifachetze pass. No, what? You're not allowed to eat the bread because indirectly you're getting Hanoah from the Muktzeh, but Muktzeh is Mutabano. The whole din of Yifachetze pass means indirectly getting Hanoah from the source of the heat. But the Eitzim of Muktzeh are Mutabano. Yeah. I think Tosfos later discusses in Psochim whether Yesh Achetzim and Pas Adin Daraisa Adin Darabonon. Pashto says that it's only Midi Darabonon. What do you mean, getting Hanoah? But it's so indirect. So the Pashto says that it's also Midi Darabonon because you're getting Hanoah. So I mentioned yesterday in the Heoris of Reb Shlomo Eger, the son of Reb Kiv Eger, printed in the back of all the Masechtos. So they have a Heoris on this Tosfos that. Look in the Ranan of the Zohar. Tosfos refers you to Gemara of the Zohar Daf Samach Vav. So that's where the Ran is, I think. So the Reb Shlomo Eger tells you what page it is. They used to identify riffs and Rans by what page it was in the first edition, the first printing in Constantinople, I think. So he tells you what page it is. So the Ran makes a comment that the din of Yishvachetz Mepas only applies if you're baking bread. If you're Mevashel, you take a raw piece of meat, the raw potatoes, and you cook them, there's no din of the whole topic of Yishvachetz Mepas doesn't apply. Why? Why should he make a din? That's how he answers Tosfos' kashen. He says he has a more correct answer than Tosfos, that the whole topic, the whole Machlekes HaTanaim, Rebbe Nachachomim, whether Yishvachetz Mepas is only pas, but by Tapshel, there's no din of the whole Machlekes doesn't apply. Why? Why should it make a difference? So I think the Ran seems to have understood the whole din of Yesh Achetz Mepas differently. He understands there is a din of Yetzim and Ha'asur Asur. That's a Mishnah in the first parak in Becharis. Ha'yetzim and Atami Tami means like this: if you have a pig or you have a horse, a non-kosher animal, and it gives off milk, or you have a bird and it lays an egg, so even though the milk or the egg that the non-kosher animal or the non-kosher bird develops in its body is not basar, is not a piece of flesh. But the pasuk still says you're not permitted to eat bas hayana, the ostrich. So the Gemara in Elul Treifas, in the third parak in Chumah, Gemara raises a question, why does it only say bas hayana, only the female ostrich? I mean, the male ostrich is muta, only the female is asa. There is no such thing that the male is mutter and the female is also can be. Mar says basayana is a reference to the beitza saiftome. The yana is an ostrich, and the male and the female are both also. But basayana tells me that even beitza saiftome is also also. So that's the mocker for that din. The Mishnah in the first parak in Choriz Davob, I think it says hayetzemen atame tame. Hayetzemen Rasa means that the milk from let's say you have a cow, a kosher cow, but it has a broken leg in such a way, or it has a sukh on the lungs. There's a sukh on the lungs such a way that the animal is a trefa. So not only are you not permitted to eat the meat of the animal, you're not allowed to drink the milk of the cow either. Whether it's a cow that's a trefa, or it's a horse, or it's a pig, it's a din of yetzim and atame is tame. So what's called yetzim and atame? So the pashtus is, Tosfos writes in other places, if it's godel biyisa, the beitza is developed inside the body of, let's say, an eagle's egg. So you have an eagle forms an egg, a non-kosher bird develops an egg inside, or a non-kosher animal develops milk. So the milk and the egg is godel biyisa, developed inside. So that's yotzim and osa. So here, Rebbe has, if you use a little bit of imagination, probably only a dim and a rabbanon, probably not a dim and a third, that's what Tosfos says. Yesh v'chetz mepas seems to be only a din derabbanan, not a din deraisa. So that's what the Ran understands. If you take raw dough and you bake it and you make it into a loaf of bread or you make it into a cake or a cookie or something, it has now panim chadashis. because of the afia. If you have a raw piece of meat which is not edible, and then you cook and you make it softer and it tastier because it's cooked, because it has a different flavor, mevashel. So mevashel is not really a panim chadash, is balakan. That would taste much better than before. But if you bake something, that's considered like a panim chadash is balakan. There's a whole different texture. Everything is totally different. So that's what the Ran holds. The Ran seems to argue with Tosfos. Tosfos says that the whole topic of Yesh v'chetzem epas, Rebbe's opinion that we pass on, like that you're not allowed to eat the bread that was baked with the Yisurei Hanoah, is an indirect way of getting Hanoah from the Yisurei Hanoah. In our Torah, indirect Hanoah is Gram Hanoah, Gram Hanoah is Muter. So Midrabanan, they asked indirect Hanoah. And the Ran disagrees and he says, no, there is no such thing that indirect Hanoah is Aser. It's a part of Yotze min HaTomei Tomei. It's not Yotze min HaTomei like Beitzais Oif Tomei that's developed inside the goof of the Oif Tomei. Cholav Behemah Tomei, Cholav Behemah Trefa, that the Cholav is developed inside the goof of the Behemah Tomei. Here it's, I have the fire over here, and then I have this pas, only pas, by top till it doesn't apply. Pas is a panim chadash is bo'olakan. So the whole new tzura that the pas, that the cake or the bread has, is because of the fact that I had the fire there. But it has to be close to it. So when you look at the Gemara there, Chavot on the base, so the Gemara has three different degrees of how close it is. Let's say you have gecholim omamos. You have coals on the bottom of the stove. And the coals are hot. The coals are hot. It's enough heat. And I have on a shelf higher up, I have a baking tin, and I have a loaf of bread. I have a cake or cookies that's baking over there. So there's room to say it's Yotzei min Ha'aser. Because of the coals on the bottom, this is what made the loaf of bread or the loaf of cake or the cookies on top have the tzura that it has. So that's one level. So you can say, no, it's too far apart. The coals are on the bottom and on the shelf on top. And the coals are almost, they're not so hot. Then you can have the second degree is gecholim lo hashos. You can have the gecholim are very hot, burning, and the fire is jumping and dancing from the coals. But still, the coals are on the bottom. And on the shelf on top, you have the loaf of bread. Then a third degree, which is even mochama, would be if you have abuke kenegdoi. So the Gemara says there's room to distinguish over here. Even if you want to say like Rebbe, we pass like Rebbe. The yesh v'chetzem epas, but there is yesh v'chetzem epas. So according to Tosfos, according to the Ran, according to both of them, the two ways to the 3 degrees over here, gecholim omamos with an iron, then they're warm. It's enough heat to make the bread bake. Gecholim lochshos, when it has fires that are jumping, but the fires not touching the bottom of the baking tin. And then you have abuke kenegdoi. You have on the floor of the oven. You have gecholim that are burning hot, and then you have the loaf of bread is right next to it. It's not that it's on a shelf on top, and there's a foot of empty space in between. It's right next to each other. Avuke kenegdo. So according to the way Tosfos understands, it's a question of indirectly getting Hanoah from the Yisurei Hanoah. So how indirect is it? So there's room to be makel if it's gecholim momamos, the coals are on the bottom. So there's room to say that that's too indirect. That's called I'm getting Hanoah from the coals that were Orla Klai Akerem. And if it's Lochshos, it's closer. And if it's Abuke Kenegdo, that's even closer. The source of the heat is closer to the bread. So the more, if it's Abuke Kenegdo, there's more cause to say that he's getting Hanoah. By eating the bread, it's considered as if he's getting Hanoah from the Gecholim that were Orla Akloi Haker. According to the Ran's understanding, that it's not a topic of indirectly getting Hanoah. The issue involved is whether it's Yotze min Ha'aser or not. So it means in order to be Yotze min Ha'aser, min HaTorah, you have to have that the egg should develop inside the Oif Tameh. The milk should develop Godel B'Yisa. The milk should develop inside the Behemah Tameh or the Behemah Trefa, whatever it is. And over here, it's midrabbana, and I call it also a form of yetzimena tamei, but that's only if it's a some close connection. If it's gnocholim omemos on the bottom, so that's too far away. Cholim lochshos, where the fire is jumping up, it's a little closer. If it's abuk and kenegdus, so it's even closer. There's more room to say that it's, in a certain sense, a yotzim min ha'asim midrabbana. On that level of the rights, it's not godel b'yisa. The bread didn't develop inside the fire from the coals. The bread got its panim chadashis because of the heat from the coals. So these are the pashim shad. The Gemara has the three levels and how close the coals are to the bread. Is it gecholim omamos is the lowest level? Kolam lochshos is a little closer to the bread, and Nabuke connect is even closer. So the Gemara has at one point, the Gemara says, no, gecholim omamos on the bottom of as a pass, what is the Tesis quote? Yishna lagabi gecholim, the Tesis on him at Aleph. Is quoting the Gemara. Ki the Omar tells the Avogab Kikshay Surf, he also got Hele, Geholim, and also Mutter. Tosis says, and his Raf and Afra Mutter is not restricted only to Kochim. Pigal Nice told me like the Rambam, it applies even to all the Klea Kerem. And if the Din would have been like Rab Yudah, then the Chametz of the Besreif would apply to Sreif as Chametz also. That what? And his Raf and Afra Mutter. So Tosis holds. And Tosfos thinks the din is like Reb Yudah. So therefore, Hanisraf Mafra Mutter, and Afagam Sheisraf Yasi Gecholim Hanos Mutter is, how do you know? So they say, as it says in the Gemara, Gabi Orlo, if you took Klipe Orlo, if you took Peris of Orlo, not if you took branches from the Orlo tree, the branches are Mutabanov, if the Peris of the Orlo, Rosamano, Bishla means Bishla, he was Mavashala Pas. Al Gabi Gecholim of Orla, Devi Hakola Pas Muteris. Why is Devi Hakola Pas Muteris? So Pashup Shat is because it's too far removed. It's too far removed to say that it's Yotzim and Atami according to the Ran, or it's too far removed to say that it's too indirect. It's called, is it called indirectly getting Hanof from this? No, it's too indirect. The too indirect is Gram Hanof. But Tais over here is not learning like that. They're saying the reason why Bishla Gabi Gecholim Divrehakala Pas Muteres, who Adin Chametz, the din would apply to Chametz also if you hold Halachic Reb Yudah. That's Tais thinks like that. Halach is like Reb Yudah. And they're saying within Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva thinks Halachic Reb Yudah. So Tais is explaining why is Bishla Gabi Gecholim Muter. They're not saying the Pshat that I'm saying. The Posh of Pshat and the Gemara there is that the three levels of closeness. Gecholim omamos, gecholim lochshos, and abuke kenegdus is closer. Tosfos isn't learning like that. Tosfos learns bishlo agabi gecholim dibe hakel machlekes abu de rabbanon. There's no the Rebbe and the rabbanon. There's no machlekes. Rebbe will also agree. Apas muteris dibe hakel. Even Rebbe agrees. Apas muteris. Why? Because once it turns into gecholim, it's hanisraf mafra muta. That's what Tosfos learns. That's not pashup pshat in the Gemara. It's not because Hanisraf and Mafra Mutter. It's because it's too far away. There are three different degrees in closeness. Cholim Omelos, Cholim Lochshos, and Abuke Kenegda. And then Taisi says, "I, but there's a Mishnah, what is not pair called Sholei Yatsu, but Tani Biki Rhyme, Erev Pesach Eftach Hatzais, that you burn the Chametz, Sarfim, Metrilo Sheish, you burn the Chametz. So it says, you're not allowed to heat up, you're not allowed to take the Chametz and burn it, and use the heat in order to bake something, l'kavod Pesach. I'm going to cook my chickens for Pesach. I'll cook all the vegetable soup for Pesach with the fire." So it says, you're not allowed to use the chametz. They says, why not? But after it's going to get burnt, it's going to be muta b'hanoah, because hanisrafim, if your old chametz is b'sreifa, hanisrafim afra muta, applies even to oil, l'klarka, applies even to chametz. So they say, that mishnah is only with the rabbanon. That mishnah is only with the rabbanon. That's the whole topic of the Yeshua Chetzim Mepas. Tesis says later, the whole topic is only Midrabban. Because on the level of the Raisa, the heat comes after the thing is consumed already. So it's already Nisraf and Mafra Mutta. So Tesis is bothered with the Kasha. That's their Kasha. How does Rabbi Akiva prove conclusively from the Pasuk that Achba Yemarishin Tashbisa must be referring to Erev Pesach? Maybe really refers to Pesach. I chametz b'Pesach is also b'hanoah. So how can you say again? chametz be Pesach, how the Tosfos prove on Yom Tov you're not permitted to do malacha. Matzina lahavarish yam malacha. You're not allowed to do a malacha on Yom Tov unless it's the tzarich al chanefesh. So Tosfos says, who tells you that the burning of the chametz is not the tzarich al chanefesh? Let him burn the chametz in such a way that the yaskibotana bikirayim, he'll cook some of the chicken for Pesach with the fire. They'll be burning the chametz on Pesach. He doesn't believe, Rabbi Kiv doesn't believe in mitoch. You don't have to believe in mitoch. It's a chanavish mamish. I'll use the chametz as the fuel to burn the fuel, to burn the chametz in order to get heat, in order to cook food. So the malech is a chanavish is mutter. So Tosfos says, yeah, how can you say that? That's pshat in the pasuk when it says, Ach be'amarish and tashbisu. Tashbisu says that you burn the chametz, you destroy it. Ein be'achametz al b'sreifa. So you're going to tell me the only way you're allowed to burn the chametz is if you're going to use it as fuel in order to cook your chicken, in order to cook your vegetables for yantar. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. So that's what the Even if he's not going to use it to cook his Pesach food. You could have really said like that. You could have, it would be a dechek shot in the pasuk. You're only allowed to burn. Rabbi Kiva doesn't seem to hold from mitoch. So he wouldn't say you're allowed to mitoch, that havar is mutter, the tzorech al-chanevish, havar would be mutter to fulfill the mitzvah. Avach b'yamarish and tashbis. It doesn't hold from mitoch. But it can be, you can make it into a chanavish mamish. They said, you can make it into. But the pasuk doesn't say like that. The pasuk sounds like you burn the chametz. Not everybody, some people are going to buy ready-made food. Not everybody's going to bake their own, cook their own food. That's one answer they did. And this gives another answer, inami. And the second answer is famous from the Tosfos in the end of Beitza. We mentioned yesterday there was a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. If you have truma tmeya, you have chala tmeya. So what do you do with it? So Tosfos quotes, so Rashi says you can destroy the chala tmeya by feeding it to a behemoth kain. You can feed it to behemoth kain. Or you can take it, mefarib zar l'ruach, you can destroy it some other way. It doesn't necessarily have to be Ayidei Sreifa. And Tosfos takes the Gemara literally. The Gemara in Bama Medlik, and Kishem Shemitzu Lisva Sakach Mishinitmo, Kach Mitzu Lisva Satrum Mishinitmo, it has to be Davke Sreifa. You can only do it this Sreifa. But according to Rashi, you can fulfill the mitzvah of destroying the Truma Tameya by being Machal Leklov. So Tosfos there. Tosfos there in Beitza, where they disagree with Rashi, but it was on a on the base, I think. So Tosfos there, part of what they say is this word over here. On Yontif, there's a din, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. But you have a pasuk, Achashi Eichel Lochal Nefesh Ulebad, the Yosel Lochem. So from the word Lochem, we darshan three drushes. And we basically pass on all three. It's a question in the Rishayim. Shulchan Aruch Machma all three. Lachem lo la'akum, lachem lo la'klov, and lachem lo la'gavoa. That you're only allowed to cook Eichel Nefesh on behalf of Jews, not for Nochem. You're not allowed to cook for Nochem. Lachem lo la'klov, you're not allowed to cook on behalf of animals. And lachem lo la'gavoa, you're not allowed to do for Hegdish. Let's say, when did they bake the Lechem Aponim? Every week on Friday, they would bake Lechem Aponim. They would put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos morning, and they would sit for a week till next Shabbos. They would take off the old lechem upon him. One would have thought that it would be stale, sitting out for a whole week on the Shulchan. So the Psukim say that a miracle will occur. A miracle will occur. Lechem cham kiyom hilokchai. The 12 lechem upon him that were sitting on the Shulchan for a whole week was still warm, like when they took it out straight from the oven. That was a miracle that happened. So the Mishnah says that if Erev Shabbos is Yontif and you're only allowed to do Melechas Eichel Nefesh, and here you're not gonna eat. I'm gonna bake the lechem upon him today on Friday. I'm not gonna eat it till next Shabbos. So then the Gemara says that that's not called Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is if you bake something today because you think that there's a chance you may want to eat it today. You're expecting guests to come. So you're going to make exactly 18 cookies, that's all. And what if someone wants an extra cookie? So you can make 35 cookies. Maybe 15 will be left over. Maybe they won't be left over. Whenever there's a suffix, so that's called Ochel Nefesh. So the so Tosis quotes, there's a machlokes hatanoim. Tosis writes, Kamo nidorm in adobish and krev miyantif leman de yomer. According to the opinion of Hals like that, that's a machlokes hatanoim. So there's one opinion that nidorm in adobish to be makriv a korban shlomim. A person took a neder to bring a shlomim. And he comes, he's ole regal pesach shvosik. When he comes, ole regal of osa shamer vadeisim shamer. So he brings the shlomim and he's makriv it. But he's not allowed to bring it on yantif. He brings it on chalamoy. So that's a machlokes. One of Tan is of the opinion that Dorim and Dabis are craving beyond that. An oila, you can't bring on yon. Oila, there's no, people don't need it. An oila is kula kolob. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbech. So that's learned up in the pasuk lachem v'lola gavoa. You're not allowed to do a malocha, to shecht an oila and to burn it on the mizbech. It's all malochas. Shechit is a malocha and habor is a malocha. You're not allowed to do a malocha because there's no echel nefesh. What about shlamim? You do plan to eat it. So there's one opinion that the mandiyam and the dorm and the dobis is mutter to shecht on yontif because the people are going to eat some of it. They're going to eat some of it. They're not going to eat the whole thing on yontif. They eat half of it today, half of it tomorrow. Shlamim is nechash, they yamim with laila echad. So Tosis says, but the way we usually assume, you're not, it's an isa derais and the dorm and the dobis in create from the yontif. The mandiyam, according to that opinion, it's a din derais, you're not allowed to be makr. So the question is, why not? But the fellow plans to eat the flesh. So why don't I say the shchita is mutter and haktoras emurim? You're not supposed to eat the basa before you makta the emurim. So the haktoras emurim is what's matter the basa b'achila. So you should be allowed to shech the darmin and dabas. You should be allowed to burn the emurim on the mizbeach on yontif in order to eat the shlamim. So Tosis says, we pass, and you're not allowed to come on the darmin and dabas and create the yontif l'man d'yom, according to that opinion. That it's a din deraisa, you're not allowed to. Why? So Tosis says, that's not really lochem. That's not called echel nefesh. When you shech karbonis, that's lagavoya. And that's excluded from the pasuk, lochem v'lo lagavoya. We dash in all three, lochem v'lo liakam, lochem v'lo leklovim, lochem v'lo lagavoya. You're not allowed to. You also gain benefit, by the way, that's a side point, that after you makrev the emurim, after you do the hakrobas hashlama, makrev the emurim, then you're allowed to eat the basa, but you can't really say with a straight face that I'm shechting the animal and breading the emurim in order to eat the flesh. That's not the main purpose of the korban shlamim, is lagavoya, to be makrev a korban. Then as a side benefit, the bailim eat the basa, and they invite other people who happen to be tohar to eat the basa with them. But it's an avoida. The shechita is not like shechting chulin. The shechita of karbonis is an avoda. When I say shechita lab avoda, it means that you don't need a kohen. It is an avoda. It's not an avoda mitzad the gavra. It's an avoda mitzad the cheft of the korban. That's what the Biskarov explains in Zvachim Dav Tes. So that's what Tosis says over here as well. If you're going to burn chametz on erev Pesach, and you're going to use it as fuel in order to cook your Pesach Dikir soup, in order to cook your Pesach Dikir dish, chicken or vegetables, you can't say that that's called Echel Nefesh. Basically, you're burning your chametz, and that's not Echel Nefesh. That's you're burning. You're destroying something. That's a malacha, not Echel Nefesh. It just happens that there's a side benefit. So just like Bayin and Dorim and Adobis, basically, it's called lechem v'lo lagavoya. That's why you're not allowed to be makriv it ben atera. Here also, basically, you're burning something that's also b'hanua. You're burning it after this mani sur, so it's also b'hanua. And so you can't really call it echel nefesh. It's also b'hanua. It happens to have a side benefit that after it's going to get burnt, it's going to be nisraf mafra mutter. So then it'll be mutter to benefit. That's how Tosis presents it. Then it'll be mutter to benefit and cook it pesach nike food with the heat of that fire. But that's called lachem v'lo lagavoya. Yeah. There's a discussion, Rabbi Kevega has a discussion. What's the din? There's a ben, let's say, there's a ben Eretz Yisrael visiting in Chutz La'aretz. And the Iker HaDin, he only observes one day Yontif. He doesn't have to observe Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. So it, let's say he's visiting, a couple is married and they come to visit by the in-laws in Chutz Laretz. So the children plan Daita Lachsa. They plan to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Mikra Din, they only have one day Yontif. So for them, on the second day Yontif, it's Chol. So if the mother-in-law is going to cook the food on the second day Yontif for the children who only observe one day Yontif, is that called Oifim Yontif L'Chol? They're cooking the food on Yontif on behalf of the person for whom today is Chol. It's for, they're cooking today for consumption today. So that's the question. What about Lachem Lo La'akum? Lachem Lo La'klovim? The Kelev doesn't observe Yontif and Akum doesn't observe Yontif. So what do you need a Pasuk? Lachem Lo La'akum, Lachem Lo La'klovim? Why should that be? It's Oifim Mi Yontif L'chol. Because for the Kelev and the Nachri, today is not Yontif. Unless you can say that's exactly what the Pasuk means. Lachem Lo La'akum, Lachem Lo La'klovim. Because the Kelev and the Akum don't observe Yontif at all. So even if the person is an observant Jew, but he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and it's a second day Yontif, so for him it's Chol. So that's also called Lachem Velo LeBen Eretz Yisrael. Because as far as the Ben Eretz Yisrael is concerned, today is not Yontif. So maybe it's Oifim Yontif L'Chol. So Rabbi Kivega thinks that it's Mutter. Rabbi Kivega says Mutter. That's the common practice. The meaning is Lahakel on that. So that is, this is a very important Tosfos. This bottom Tosfos on Hey Man Aleph is very important. They have a different way of reading the whole Gemara. Okay, what are we up to? Yeshua Chetz and the Pas, yes. So then we, the Gemara Hey on the base, quotes the Braise, that you say that you, we'll have to discuss, not now, the second Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the base. How come by Chala you need two psukim? One to be Mait Hegdash, one to be Mait Akum. And over here by Loiroi Lecha, Shal Akum, Shal Achem, Shal Gavoya is excluded from one Pasuk. Okay, we'll have to know a little more to be able to discuss that that Tosfos intelligently. Okay, maybe next time on Michasa, we'll talk about it. So then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk that you learn out from the Pesukim La'ibah L'cho Shal Acherim Shal Gavoya is Mutter. And one might have thought that there's a difference between a Nochi Shalok Kibshasai and a Nochi Shekibshasai, in which Nochi Shekibshasai means I have influence over him. He's under, the Medina is under Jewish control and we have, we can have then, we can control the Nochi. So one might have thought there's a machlokes here. Abai v'Rava had a reshat in the Braisa. What would I have thought the difference between a nochi kibshasa and nochi shalok kibshasa? So the Gemara explains that the Braisa says you're not allowed to, even though the chametz belongs to a nochi, you're not in violation of Ba'yira by Matzei, but if it's kibul ol b'achrayis, then there is Ba'yira. Then there is Ba'imot, then it is us. So one might have thought perhaps that that's only by a Nochi Shekib Shosa, he's under your control. So if Mikabal Achrayis, then it's considered Ba'yira Ba'imot. But if a Nochi Shalokib Shosa, Nochi Shalokib not under your control, so maybe even if you Mikabal Achrayis, it's not Ba'yira Ba'imot. So Kamash Malon, even if it's a Nochi Shalokib Shosa, yeah. Even if it's an Ochi Shalok Kibshasai, also, that's how Abaye rereads the Brice. And Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says, he leave, Amar Abaye Epech, you have to reverse the Brice. And Rabbi Amar, no, Yolam Lot Epech, leave the Brice the way it says. There's no misprint in the Brice. Areshikoi, it goes on the Heter. Shalachoy Atarai, Velatarai, Shalacherim. If the Chometz belongs to an Ochri, and you're not in the Kabbalah Christ, then you're not in violation of Ayurah by Matzei. So one might have thought that that's only a not in violation about you have to chametz belongs to a nachri. If it's a nachri, shalok kibshasai. What if it's a nachri shekibshasai under your control? You can insist that the nachri should burn the chametz. So tamash malan, still you're not mechuyev to insist. So that's what Rabbi says. It goes on the reisha, it doesn't go on the seifa. Okay. So Allah on the ma'aseh, you know the din. It doesn't make a difference who the nachri is, whether he's under our control or not under control, whether he's dorim or b'chotzer. Does he live in the same apartment building? Or does he live in a different chatzer, or the same chatzer? Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line, it depends by the kibbul al-Achrayis, Lo kibul ala achrayis. How much achrayis you have to be mekabel in order to be in violation of bal yura by matze? So the Gemara's lashon is four lines from the bottom. Kibin de ilu migla veilu misfit. If there'll be gneva or aveda bishvusachi koy bisul shlumei. So therefore kibdal chayn dami. That's four lines from the bottom of heyamid base. So that means that sounds like achrayis and gneva aveda means shomer to the extent of a shomer sachar. There's a shoyl who's chay beyonsin. There's a shomer sachar who's not chay beyonsin. Chay gneva aveda. Then there's a shomer chinim who's only chay b'mshia. So it says on the side, on the left-hand margin, I and Tosu Shavuos Mem Dabal and Menalef Sof Dibra and Tosu Sof Dibra Maschal Shemer. So the Tosu has all the three sheetahs there. To what degree does the Israel have to be Mekabal Achrayis that it should be considered a violation by your Rabbi Matz? So one opinion is, as it says in the Gemara, keep a lot of Achrayis of Hashem HaSochar. You don't need onsen. One opinion only, keep a lot of Achrayis of onsen. And Nignava Misfit means bonus. Gneva Veda, there's not enough. You need Kibbalah of Achrayis Avonsen. Why? Achrayis Avonsen, usually, whoever is the owner, let's say someone's house burns down. So it's whoever is the owner of the house, he's the one who loses. So if a Shoyal is Chayt Beyonsen, so we consider the pikkudon that the shoyl, the she'ela that he's using, we consider it as if it's shalom. That's why if an einus occurs, he's the one who loses, because whatever an opinion in the Tosfos and the Rishonim, then shulchan aruch, they quote all the three different opinions. And Or HaChaim Hilchos based on. So the one opinion is, it's only called kibbalah of achrayis to violate by yiratze, by matze. If it's kibbalah of achrayis of once, then migna, the misved means bonus. Why? Because if he's chay beyonsen, then it's considered shalom nanas. It's considered as if he's the bar. The other sheet is, no, you don't need that it should be chay beyonsen shalom. Just keep a lot of achrayis, but you know. So why do you need achrayis? Can it let it be enough achrayis of shia? Let it shemachinim also. So there is such an opinion. Achrayis of shia is also enough, even if it's only a couple to the extent of a shemachinim. So that's what there's a famous sheet of Sarambam. The Rambam writes an original din. The Ravid is not happy with it. The Ravid disagrees. The Rambam writes, he has received from his Rabbeim. And the Ravid is asking, my Rabbeim knew how to learn better than his Rabbeim. My Rabbeim said not so. So the Rambam writes, he heard from his Rabbeim that the din that is Shemachinim is that there's a Mishnah that says that Karka Avodim and Shtoris is a klal prata klal. How does that? It says in the Chumash, Kesav HaKelim. If I give Kesav HaKelim to someone else, the Gemara says it's a klal prata klal, that if you have Karka Avodim and Shtoris, then the Shemachinam, the Shemesoch is not going to be Chayim Egnei Vaveda. The show will not be Chayim Beyonce. The Nevi says explicitly in the Mishnah that the Shemachinam is Potter on Pshia on Karka Avodim Mishtar. So Tosfos writes on the Mishnah and Shavuos is Hu Adinami, the same thing. If the Shoyal is not Chayim Beyonce on Karka Avodim Mishtar, they're not subject to Shmira, the Dinam of Shmira don't apply. Shalom is not chayv b'yonsen. The shalom is socher is not chayv b'nei rabbeinu. So the shamachinim is not chayv b'mshia either. So the Rambam writes, he heard from his rabbeim that it's not so. That pshia poshei mitam mazik. If I see kids are destroying someone's automobile in the street, they're burning down someone's house, and I had the ability, I could have screamed at them and chased them away easily. They wouldn't start up with me. They wouldn't harm me. And I didn't do it. So you don't say, I'm Pashea and I'm Chai Mitam Masik. That's the first klal, that Grama bin Azikin is Potter. How do you distinguish between Adam Masik and Grama bin Azikin? So if you completely shade Al Tasa, then it's called Grama bin Azikin. Only time it's called Adam Masik if he does a Maisa Hezek Be'adayim. So if I act B'shade Al Tasa, I see people are destroying someone else's property. I don't react. I don't stop them. I could have easily stopped them, and I don't bother to. So you're not Chayef. But if I'm a Shemachinim on the thing, it was my responsibility to watch it, to protect it, and I didn't. So then the Rambam has a tradition from his Rabbeim that Boshei has Chayim Mitam Mazik. By one who's a Shemachinim, Boshei is considered an act of Hezek. So if you mazik karka avodim shtoris yechayiv, to be chayiv, gnei vaveda by Shem esocha, that's kiyuv chiyuv achrayis. To be chayiv once, and that's a Kabbalah's shibut. But so that's the pasuk that by karka avodim shtoris, there's no chiyuv achrayis, but that Hashem mechinim is chayiv and pshia, that pashemi tamazik. So that's not really, so that's what is one opinion in the Rishonim, all the three opinions in the Tosfos and Shavuos, and in Hilchos Pesach, Mechabek quotes all the three. So the one opinion is that any Kabbalah Sachrais is enough to be Mechayiv Yom by Matze, the Vailei by Matze, even Chem Tushalakum, Shekibel Olav Achrais, like Hashem Mechinim. The second sheet is no. Kibel Olav Achrais, like Hashem Mechinim, by Hashem Mechinim, Pashe Mitam Mazik. That's not called Kabbalah Sachrais, that's Mitam Odom Amazik. So it must be only if Kibel Olav Achrais of Gnei Vaveda. And then the third opinion is, no, you need Dafke Kabbalah Sachrais of Onsen, because if you're chayv in onsen, it means that shaloi nanas, we consider it as if it's yours. That's why you're the one who suffers. So those are the three opinions. To what extent do you have to be mekabel achrayis? It's also machlokes, the Rambam and the Rebbe had to read this Gemara. Gemara says, ki hod amar lehu Rava lebnei Machuza, the fifth line from the bottom. Rava lived in the city Machuza. So he told the balabatim in his city, b'iruch amir debnei chela mipataychu, remove the chametz that belongs to the soldiers, the chayalim, the goyishes soldiers, from your home. Because if you don't remove it, you will be in violation of Bar Yirah by Matzei. Why? Because they'll hold you responsible. Kevin de la migla vila misvid, if there'll be a gneva or an aveda, bishu saichu koi, it's considered in your issues, it be isul shlume, and you'll have to pay. So therefore, kidel chon domi, it's like kibbal olav achrayis. So the Rambam understood that this is shaloi kedin, just that the soldiers are people. They're going to force you to pay. In al pidin, if you go to din Torah, you go to court, the court will not make you pay. But the soldiers are a bunch of gangsters, so they'll force you. They will hold you responsible for gnei vaveda, for the curse. So the Rambam holds like, that's the pashup shan di gemara. Even though legally speaking, the Jew was never mekabel achrayus on anything. On the Chomet Shal Nach, the Goyish soldiers leave in the homes of the Jewish Balabatim, and the Goyish soldiers will hold them responsible. They're not going to go to Sekel Court. If they go to Sekel Court, the soldiers will lose. The Jews are not Mechuyev and Achrayis. But since they're Anosim, they're forcing the Shmir on the Jew, so that's also called Kibbal Olav Achrayis. The writer disagrees. He says, no, it's only if you're legally bound to pay. If you're not legally bound, that's not called Kibbal Olav Achrayis. Yeah, the Pashto should have been only if it's legal, just because someone's going to hold me responsible. Why should that be? It's a chiddush. Why should that be that I'm in violation of Bal Yirah by Matz? Okay. Maybe we'll leave the next Gemara for Sunday. I think Sunday is a regular day. Probably have regular shiur, I think 11:30 till 1. And we will continue in the Gemara. Tomorrow morning, the Lee Netter, whoever is interested, I'll be giving a shir on the parasha of Nitzav Mayelach at 10:30. Okay? Have a nice day, everybody. Okay.